Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammy, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and my platforms are dedicated to raising awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, getting more people into therapy, like myself. I've been in therapy, psychotherapy, for the last 4 years, and also validate the victims and survivors of this disorder as well. So today's episode is going to be about the good in a narcissist, the good in him, the good in her, the good in them. I see the good in them. So when I'm talking to people over Zoom, when I'm doing my one-on-ones over Zoom and things like that, one of the main things that keeps people in these toxic relationships with narcissists or borderlines or whoever, you don't have to have a personality disorder to be toxic, but one thing that keeps people in toxic relationships is the fact that they think beneath the surface of all the narcissism is a good person. I can see the good in them. I see it. I know if I just stay a little longer, maybe the good will come out. Maybe I can pull the good out of them. Maybe the next person won't be able to see it. Maybe the previous person couldn't see it, but I see the good in them. I'm not going to abandon the good in them. There's people I've spoken to that spent 40 years trying to find the good in somebody. There's people that spent 10 years, 5 years, 1 year, 6 months. Like, what if there's no good in them? I think that people have to realize that sometimes that when you're dealing with a narcissistic person, a toxic person, a person that could possibly have high narcissistic traits, that sometimes there's not any good in that person. This is who they are. I know a lot of times people want the person in their life, the toxic person, the narcissist, whatever, to be self-aware. They want the self-aware narcissist. If I have to have a narcissist, I want a self-aware one. Because the self-aware ones, what it seems like, are good ones, or good narcissists. Y'all are the good ones. I think the self-aware people that you see, could, like myself, and Ben Taylor, and Sarah Cruzan, and AC2, and Sam Vakin, and whoever, you see all those people out here doing what they do? You think that these people are inherently good. Like, these are good people. They're giving back to the world. They're trying to be better and stuff like that. That's the side of us that we show you to the world. But can we be good people in real life? Yeah, I consider myself a good person in real life. But sometimes you get into these relationships with people that are inherently bad people, that don't have any good in them. Like, people that are career criminals, I see the good in them. I know the trauma that they went through when they were younger. I know their mom abandoned them. The dad abandoned them. The mom died. The dad died. They were raised by their grandparents. What can you do about that? This is not being harsh or brash or anything like that, but what can you, as a person dealing with a narcissist, what can you do about the trauma that they experienced when they were younger? What can you do to heal that trauma? You don't have the correct tools to heal a narcissist. Nobody on this planet does, except that narcissist. Except that narcissistic person. They have to want to work on themselves, and they can never be fully healed. I'm never going to be fully healed, y'all. And I'm 100% fine with that. I'm okay with the fact that I'll never be fully healed and walking around just like, hey guys, I'm fully cured of narcissistic personality disorder, and I'm a great person now. No, I don't ever expect to say that. And I'm fine with that, because guess what? That means I have something to work towards. I'll be healing for the rest of my life. I'll be in therapy for the rest of my life, and I'm fine with that. Because deep down, not even deep down, surface wise, I think that I'm a good person. This is not even deep down. I think that I'm a good person overall. I just have a personality disorder that makes me make rash, erratic, bad decisions. And I know sometimes you are dealing with somebody that you think is very similar to me, because we have similar traits. We act the same sometimes and stuff like that. The skits I do remind you of them, but we are not the same person. Some of these people are bad people, y'all. If they're consistently cheating on you, if they're giving you STDs, if they're physically assaulting you, physically hurting you, man or woman, whatever, they are not good people. There's no good in that person. I know I harp a lot and I come at the Christian folks on my page who always call me the Jezebel spirit and stuff like that. I know I make a lot of jokes about that, but sometimes I can see why you think that. I understand why you think that about narcissistic people sometimes. I understand it because some narcissistic people, a lot of narcissistic people treat people terribly because they are terrible people. Not because the personality disorder makes them, not makes them do this. It's because they are terrible people. So I feel like every person with narcissistic personality disorder has their own personality. There's their own, because we all come from different backgrounds. We're different races. We're different genders. We have different religions, different continents, different countries. But I think all of us have the initial layer of who we really are, our own personality. And on top of that is the layer of narcissistic personality disorder. We have to want to crack through that layer of, the narcissist themselves has to want to crack through that layer themselves to reveal who we really are, to reveal ourselves, that narcissistic wall. The personality disorder is like a wall that protects the real us. You know what I mean? You want to see the real narcissist? Get them a little tipsy. Get them a little tipsy. Not drunk, because that brings up the rage monster. Get them a little tipsy. You'll see that the guards go down. The walls go down a little bit. You see they might be loving. They might be caring. They might be chill. But they also might be evil. When they get a little bit of alcohol in them, they might be evil. That's who they really are. And if you have a sweet narcissist when they drink, don't try to get them drunk all the time because you might, don't do that. It's like, they're so sweet when they drink. They're so caring when they drink. They just love me when they're drunk. So I just like them when they're drunk. Don't do that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That means you have to be under the influence to be treated normally. Don't do that. Don't try to go out and have fun all the time. Don't do that type of stuff. You know what I mean? That's who they really are. Sometimes there's no good in some of these people. And some of us, I say us because I am a narcissist. I don't dissuade myself from being a narcissist. It's not, I know sometimes when I say the really bad things that narcissists do, I say they or the narcissist or your narcissistic person. And I don't say we. But I'm still a narcissist. I'm not healed. I'm not cured. I'm just in therapy. That's all I ever say. I've never said I'm working on healing myself. I said I am in therapy. I've been in psychotherapy for the last 4 years dealing with narcissistic personality disorder and the traits that come along with it. They make me erratic. They make me angry. They make me furious sometimes. But I'm dealing with it. This is me. This is my cross to bear, so to speak. And I'll be burying this cross for a very, very long time. And I'm fine with that. I'm cool with that. But there's a good person beneath my narcissism. I know it is. I've shown it. I've done it. But you, if you are dealing with a narcissist, there might not be a good person beneath that surface. If you are dealing with a narcissist that has cut off all their friends and family and the only person that they deal with is you, why don't they have friends and family? Why don't they have anybody else willing to deal with them outside of you? I feel like you got to open your eyes to understand that sometimes there's not a good person beneath the surface and you're fighting for nothing. You're fighting for a shell. You're fighting for the possibility of a good person being there because they showed you a good person at the beginning. Who in the hell, if they want to sleep with you, if they want to be having a relationship with you, whatever, who in the hell would show you the bad version of themselves? Who just comes out straightforward and treats you terribly on the first date? Who does that? Nobody. Because everybody on the planet puts their best foot forward when they're trying to acquire a significant other or a mate or trying to clap some cheeks. Everybody's going to put their best foot forward. Everybody's like, hey, look. This is me. This is what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to treat you terribly. Hey, if you stay with me 5 years down the road, we're going to get divorced. You're going to be trombonic. You're going to go through so much pain, suffering, and anxiety because of me. Do you want to sleep with me right now? Do you want to start this relationship? And it's the crazy thing about it. Some people will say yes. Like, at least you're honest. At least you're honest with me. We can work on this stuff. Goodbye. Good night, because you've been for a terrible life if you are willing to accept somebody that says they're crazy up to you because you are a fixer. You think you can fix them. You don't have the tools to fix somebody. You just don't. And this is not me being aggressive or me being mean. This is me keeping it 100. This is me keeping it real. You don't have the tools to fix somebody else. You can only fix yourself. God did not provide you the toolkit to fix another human being. God gave you the tools to unlock you, work on yourself, self-love, self-appreciation, self-worth. You know what I mean? Mental health wise, like God gave you the tools to work on you, not to work on me, not to work on your husband, not to work on your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, not to work on anybody else. So sometimes you have to accept the fact that there's not a good person beneath that surface. And I know a lot of y'all have. But I see the comments. Some of you hate your narcissistic exes, you know, which I think is, you know, do you. Whatever helps you heal, do you. You know what I mean? Because sometimes hate is useful. Sometimes you have to hate that person to move on. But you also don't have to hate that person to move on. You just have to love yourself more. Because sometimes you're dealing with a turbo human being that also has narcissistic personality disorder. A turbo human being that also has borderline personality disorder. A turbo human being who also has histrionic or antisocial or DID. You're just dealing with a terrible person because not everybody chooses to be a good person. When some people become self-aware, they become worse people because they are aware of it. They are willingly treating you badly because that's who they are. That's who we are. That's who that narcissistic person in your life, that's who they are. They show you who they are, and you either have to accept them for who they are, or you have to work on yourself to tolerate their behaviors. You can't change them. You just can't. I'm not saying you should leave. I'm just saying that this is the person you are with. If you want to be with this person, you have to accept them sometimes. You can't change them. You can't have a good conversation. You can't express your feelings. You will never get loved. You will never hardly ever get appreciated. You'll always be in competition. You'll always be put down. This is your future if you decide to stay. And some people will decide to stay because guess what? They don't want to be lonely. They're afraid to be alone. And that in and of itself is an issue that you need to work on in therapy, because being afraid to be alone is a tool that narcissist uses to keep you there. You bringing the tools to try to fix them, but you're actually giving them the tools to break you. You're giving them your tools. So you trying to use your own tools that God gave you to fix yourself. You're trying to use them to fix somebody else. So you give them those tools and they use them to break you down with. Take back your power. Take back your tool set and use it to work on you. Use it to build a better foundation with yourself. Use it to build better boundaries within yourself. Use it to power up and become stronger and realize that you deserve more on this planet than a terrible relationship. And some people, I know I get a lot of people to say this right here, I know I deserve more. Do you actually believe that though? Because if you know you deserve more, you'll be going to get more. You don't actually believe that statement. You just say it. I know I deserve more. You don't believe it. Because if you believe it, you'll be trying to go achieve it right now. And there's nothing wrong with that. You have to work towards believing it. You've been beaten down for years. You've been beaten down for months. Well, however long you've been in this relationship, you've been beaten down. And I am a narcissist. I know we beat you down. We take it away from you. Cool. I mean, it's not cool, but like that's how we do. That's just who we are. That's just who I am. We're going to take it away from you. Beating you down. Use it to build your own foundation up. Build back your power. And then once you really believe that you deserve more, that you deserve better, you will go get more. You will go get better for yourself, not for anybody else, not compete with anybody else, not to show them that you can do it, just for you. Work on you, take back your power, take back your strength, and build on you. That's what you have to do. You have to build on you. That's all you can do. But anyways, y'all, thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I really, truly appreciate y'all. Y'all, this is episode 201. How the hell we get to 201 episodes? How? Y'all, I'm about to start my show. I'm about to write my book. It's on and popping, y'all. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm thankful for y'all. I love y'all in the way that a narcissist can love. Can I love? I don't know. You tell me. Peace out.